A look into the future of Orange County after this. Orange County Bicentennial Commission Chairman and historian Bill Thomas thinks the town of Orange will be recognizable to those of us who still might be around in 100 years.
I think that the town of Orange will be larger. I think that it might be twice as large. I think that at the same time, I think there will be farms. I think there will be open areas, woods, such as we have at the present time. I think that there will be some further industry, doubtless along the Orange-Gordonsville corridor, where, of course, it is starting now, and I think it will continue. But I do think that, by and large, it will be not too very different, except perhaps a little bit more of various things that we have now, more people, more industry, and so forth. The one other thing that I think could have a very distinct bearing is the possibility of mass rapid transit in some way affecting the county. In other words, that we might have something utilizing the existing railroad tracks or other tracks along those rights of way, those lines, that would maybe move people to Charlottesville or to Richmond or to Washington in such a way that would they could commute to work or commute to see friends or go to the theater or whatever. So I think with that distinct possibility, otherwise I see things rather familiar to all of us.
Bill Thomas also thinks the Orange County area will remain independent and not a satellite of a larger metropolitan area, but the population probably will increase.
Well, looking back, as an historian, looking back and realizing that Orange hasn't grown, the town of Orange hasn't grown that fast in the last 100 years, perhaps doubled or a little bit better than doubled in size, I would say it would certainly be larger. It might two, maybe three times as large as it is now. I wouldn't think any more than that. I think Gordonsville likewise would grow. I think there's a chance that Gordonsville might grow relatively larger than Orange. But again, of course, that remains to be seen. Well, I would think at least that growth might perhaps be uniform. I think that if there is mass transit, I doubt if it makes much difference what part of the county, shall we say, you start from. I think people could start from Main Street and Orange and go to Richmond as easily as they could if they were in the eastern end of the county. I mean, somehow or other, I sort of visualize that. And, of course, if the transit system utilizes the existing tracks, why, of course, then one would start from Orange or from Gordonsville and go. I rather think that's the way it would be rather than people out in the fringes of the county getting there any faster or there being any more of a build-up there.
Bill Thomas hopes future planning will control and direct county growth.
I think it's absolutely essential that there be intelligent planning in order to avoid just a hodgepodge of everything. But I think with effective planning, then that would work out all right.
A look at the future of Orange County from historian and Orange County Bicentennial Commission Chairman Bill Thomas. I'm Ross Hunter.